sounds like we're going to try to legalize marijuana, huh? Recreational marijuana.
Yes, exactly.
So, why now?
What a question, yeah. I will say, I do this with reluctance and want to move with caution. I have resisted this for the 4 years I've been governor. As you know. And for me, I never wanted to be first. I was much more focused on handling the issue responsibly and focusing on health and safety, especially the safety of our kids.
Yep.
Now, however, things have changed, mainly because all of our neighbors are moving forward. So Massachusetts, of course, is fully online, and that is right over the border. I've had several discussions with the governor of Connecticut, and he's going to propose it this year for Connecticut. So it's a top priority. So candidly, I think I'm in a place now where it would be impractical for us not to take this move in light of the fact that we're surrounded by our neighbors, and of course we're a tiny state, surrounded by our neighbors who have moved forward. So that's what has led me to make the move at this moment in time.
Was there any particular moment that you remember when you decided that, dang it, I'm going to have to go this way?
Yeah, when I talked to the governor of Connecticut, because when Massachusetts came online, over the, I had the opportunity to talk to various governors early in December at one of our conferences, and New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut are all going forward this year. Yeah. And then, of course, Massachusetts just came online very recently. So, you know, it's not at all practical for our tiny state. We're not an island, in fact.
Yeah.
And so I've also, talked to the governor of Colorado extensively. If you look at the states neighboring Colorado and Oregon, they are dealing with all of the externalities and the expenses by being the next door neighbor to Colorado and Washington.
Yeah.
And we're like it or not, it's here. Right.
Right.
Like it or not, it is here. It is in Seekonk. It is in Attleboro. Pretty soon it's going to be in Mystic and Stonington. So I got to protect Rhode Islanders, which means we're going to put in place here a regulatory framework, which is the way I'm going to design it. It's going to be the strongest regulatory framework of any state in the country. It's going to have the most protection for our young people. It's going to be highly regulated, highly taxed, and particularly highly regulated as it relates to the really strong, highly potent THC. Because we learned, and I had just another call the other night actually with the governor of Colorado, we learned from their experience the edible. This is, the edibles when they have cookies and food and everything laced with potent THC. That's where people get into trouble. That's where kids get into trouble. So I want to make sure we regulate that stronger than any other state.
Yeah. Norman was saying it'd probably be around this time next year that we would see the first retail stores going up, opening.
I think that's right.
Do you have any sense of how popular recreational marijuana may be in Rhode Island?
I don't. I've seen some polling, but I don't, actually.
How do you, have you thought much about how you're going to present this to Rhode Islanders or even to lawmakers who will have to vote on this, right?
Yeah.
Is it the strategy that it's really inevitable, as you were saying, that, this is, it's here?
Yeah, exactly. I think that is the strategy. Like, it is here. it is inevitable. Like it or not, we're going to be incurring public safety and public health expenses because it's legal in Massachusetts and Connecticut. And I think that it is time for us to put together our own framework, our own regulatory and taxing framework. Also, we want this to be professionalized and regulated. So in other words, like Massachusetts allows home grow. We're not going to allow home grow.
Right.
If we're going to do this, we want it to be as professional, as regulated as possible. It is here. It is all around us, every other state around us. So I think it's the prudent, safe thing to do to set up our own structure.
What have legislative leaders been telling you? Have you had a chance to box this off now?
I have, and I do not want to speak for anybody. They will not be surprised. We've had a large medical marijuana program for a long time. So, that we've been doing that for a long time as it is. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're going to be surprised. And I suspect at the end of the day, they'll probably come to the same conclusion that I have, which is it's here, it's inevitable, so let's do it right.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my next question, was whether or not you think it'll pass.
You never know. It's June. Excuse me, it's January. We'll know in June, but I suspect it will.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's probably all I need. Norman gave me a great debriefing, as he usually does. He's been a very busy man. So, and it sounds like he's going to be even more busy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Was there anything I didn't ask you? I have my old cold, my own cold, so my brain is not working 100% today. Was there anything I should have asked you right now and I just didn't do it?
I don't think so, no. I mean, you and I have talked about this, right? Like,
yeah.
The reason not to do this is money. You should not do this for money. We're going to be spending much of the money in the regulatory framework and in public safety and awareness. And I think as a mother of a teenager and a middle schooler, I'm probably, I am hypersensitive to making sure that we have a very strong regulatory framework because we got to keep these kids safe.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason I'm doing it, actually. Because, the stuff I've already said. But
yeah, that was a good point. I think Norman said and Kevin said that the first year you're going to spend like $14 million getting this going, but net profit out of it is maybe $6.5 million.
It's a few million bucks, yeah.
Right. So you're saying it's not like you pushed to do this for money purposes or budget.
Absolutely not. No. Yeah. We're doing it because it's here. But because of our neighbors, and so let's do it in a way that keeps everybody safe.
All right,
Tom.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.